Dash. What's up, dude?
Hey, Arsenio, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. Thanks for taking this call. I appreciate this.
Are you kidding me, man? I couldn't jump off my couch quick enough to get here for this. Look, Arsenio, man, you're the most famous Arsenio in the world. You always will be. Anybody?
And you know what's crazy? What's crazy is I always wanted to change my name to Stash. At least ever since I started smoking weed, I wanted to change my name to Stash. But Arsenio will do. It'll do, man.
Yeah, it will. It really will. How are you, man? Is everything cool?
Everything's real good, man. Out doing stand-up again. I missed it. It was bizarre because I stopped doing stand-up when my son was born, like 19 years ago.
Yeah.
And just wanted to be home. You know, it was one of those strange dads that wanted to see my son take his first step and know his friends and know his color and his favorite color. And, you know, if God blesses you with a bag and enough bags so that you can do that, you're supposed to do that, you know.
Right.
So recently, man, I started going to gigs with George Lopez and just missed it. So now I'm back out there, and I'm talking about everything from being an apprentice winner to being a to being a brother from Cleveland, growing up watching the Browns. Everything
oh, yeah.
you could imagine, I'm talking about it.
Oh man, hey, the dog pound call, man, come on, that's a world famous thing, and a lot of it is because of you.
Well, you know what? I had to bring some attention to the dog pound and take people's mind off the fact that y'all stole our team when I was a young man.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Arsenio.
Hey, it's rough, man. It's funny for y'all, but it's painful for us because we woke up one morning and our dudes had gone. They took their helmets and their pads and went to B-More. And then I've seen my relatives cry so much as Clevelanders. My Aunt Maggie was a huge Browns fan. I saw her cry then. Then I saw her cry again when one of my best friends, Magic Johnson, took LeBron James out of Cleveland and brought him here.
Look at that, yeah.
So my family stay in pain, dog.
My God. Yeah, hey, LeBron just had a huge game for the Lakers last night, too. So he's having fun out there.
He hit one of those moments that we'll look back on in history. Are you a big basketball fan?
I am, yeah. I used to cover the Wizards a little bit, but more for the visiting teams, Arsenio. I'd go down there and sit around. I'm serious. I'd sit around with, like, Mono Ginobili and Tony Parker and stuff, you know?
See, we both have our pain. But you know what? I got pleasure in my life, too. I just talked to some people at Paramount, and they looked at a draft of Coming to America 2, written by a man named Kenya Barris.
Whoa.
And they want to do it. They want to do Coming to America 2 after all these years. You know what the deal was? Is Eddie Murphy never wanted to do a sequel because he loved the movie so much. You know how you can love something so much, you want to leave it like it is?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to mess it up.
Right.
You don't want to take it no further. And he always felt that way. And he called me recently. He said, man, they really want to do this movie. And Kenya Barris wrote Blackish for ABC.
Mm.
He also wrote Girls Trip for Tiffany Haddish and Queen Latifah and Jada.
Oh, my God.
And he's a real funny dude. But I'm like, y'all, let's hurry up because me and Eddie are old. And if we wait too much longer, we're going to be able to do the barbers with no makeup. You know, we got to get this done now. So in the spring, we're going to do Coming to America 2, dog.
Woo! Wow!
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And if it works out, then I'm going, you know, I ain't got but one more thing I got to do in my life, and that's change my name to Stash.
Oh, baby, I love you so much. I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. If I can borrow Arsenio every now and then, because I'm sure Arsenio gets the door open.
It does, man. It does. I have to say, it does. Every now and then it gets it right.
You're going to do 4 shows here this weekend. People better get out there and see it. Arsenio, believe it or not, man, today it's snowing here, and it's covering stuff.
Oh, man, you know what? It's crazy here, too. But it looks like snow, but it's not really snow.
Oh,
it's ash from the fire, man. We have had the wildest week, Stash. First of all, my mom lives in an area called Thousand Oaks, right?
Yeah, I know.
And there was a shooting at a club, okay? Then the next day, the whole city of Thousand Oaks catches on fire. It's been the craziest, craziest week. But, you know, what don't kill you make you stronger, and we are pulling through it, man. But it's really bizarre in the whole Los Angeles area this week.
Well, any criminals that think they're going to fly out there and loot people, you better think twice, man. Pink's husband's out there with a shotgun. Anybody coming in the neighborhood is getting shot on sight. That's what he said.
I saw that, man. It's funny because you know how in your world you tease things before a commercial, and they tease that story.
Whoa.
And I'm thinking, okay, when they come back, they're going to tell us a story about Snoop or Ice Cube or something, you know? And then they said, of all colors in the crayon box, Pink's husband. Pink's husband is taking names and kicking ass if y'all come up in here. And that was crazy, man. But you got to sometimes you just got to step up like that and handle it that way, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought they were going to say, Suge is coming out of jail to take care of business. And he's going to...
Absolutely. And you know, instead I'm like, wow. White folks named Pink with husbands are going gangster. Hey man, when I get off, you gotta dedicate a record to me, man.
Damn right.
Y'all do classic rock, right?
Oh, we do. Yeah, every day, all day.
You know what? You gotta turn Baltimore on to something they might have forgotten. You remember Hocus Pocus by Focus?
Sure do. Yes. Oh yeah.
Them boys used to deal. You got to bring that this morning, please.
With a boo-boo. Yeah, hey, 1973, the summer of 73, they headlined at Merriweather Post Pavilion here. They were huge in the early 70s with that song that was really just boo-boo, just a bunch of fun, like gibberish and fun, good mood notes and melodies and stuff. That's a great idea, Arsenio. We'll do it.
Yeah, you got to give that to me, man. I appreciate that. And when I get there, if y'all get a chance, man, come on through. Come to, like, I got two shows Friday and two shows Saturday. And if you ain't seen me live, you ain't seen me because I get loose, dog.
Good.
I get loose.
Oh,
I'm so happy to be doing stand-up again and have that cathartic freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I promoted Baltimore on a show called The Talk this week.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
promoted, okay, because Julie Chen's not there anymore.
Right.
So they needed somebody to host their Halloween show. And I promoted it on Steve Harvey. But you know how TV is. You can't really talk about what you want to talk about. But when I get to Baltimore, we're going to talk. And we can do it without the censors. And you can see what I really think about the world.
Oh, that's awesome. Arsenio Hall coming to the Baltimore Comedy Factory. It's Friday and Saturday night, and you're getting in town tomorrow. It's 8 and 10:30 tomorrow, and I see 7 and 9:30 on Saturday. Get some tickets to one of these. And Arsenio, by the way, this is a great room, man. Big, wide-open room, kind of horizontal where you can go to both sides, you know, like a comedy club.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes standard look for a comedy club. But, dude, you're going to own that stage. It's going to be awesome.
You know, I think I was there once because I think I know I did the D.C. Improv a couple times, and I think right in between it once I did the Baltimore Comedy Factory. So this is going to be a lot of fun, man, and I got a lot of new stuff to talk about since then because I know back then I was talking about, you know, the election and our new president. You know, it's bizarre to be able to do stand-up when you know these people. You know, reading the paper and writing jokes is one thing, but I know Hillary and I know Donald Trump. You know, I won Apprentice.
I
was the first black celebrity to win Celebrity Apprentice. I'm the Jackie Robinson of Celebrity Apprentice, Dash. So when I talk about people, and I'm also a Republican. I hate politics. I hate politicians.
Dude,
you know,
me too.
Asking me to choose between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump is like asking me who my favorite Menendez brother is or something. You know, I'm not with it. At all, but I'm going to talk about all of that, and I'm going to hit on everybody, so come on through, y'all.
Come on through. Hey, I'm a Lyle guy, by the way, for the Menendez thing, and if you're
No, I'm with you, man. I'm like, which one is the dude with the toupee that slept with his lawyer in the jail? I'm like, yes, that one.
That guy. He's living life in there. Hey.
Yes, sir.
You know what, man? I would honestly feel sorry for anyone that was trying to come up and make a career as a name Arsenio, because nobody's going to be able to get out of your shadow. I used to feel sorry for Michael B. Jordan, and then he did rise up on his own and find his way, you know, and you know, I thought, God, man, Michael B. Jordan, okay. And man,
yeah, and guess what? Nicki Minaj is trying to throw it at him this week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj, she said publicly, she's like, Michael B. can take all this off if he want to, you know.
Oh,
but,
my God.
You know, I think Michael B., I look at how hard Michael B. works on his body, and I think he looks like one of those guys that might want a woman whose ass hasn't been augmented unnaturally. You know, he probably wants somebody with a gym card who do it the old-fashioned, godly way.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably doesn't want to have to grab onto a wig and hope it holds on to the Velcro.
What's that noise? It sounds like Velcro. he ain't with it. He wants him he's like your boy that played quarterback for the Rams. He old school, Halle Berry. I take it the way God made it. I saw Halle Berry nude in the movie, and I was like, wow, something's weird about her body. And I'm like, oh, yeah, those are real breasts. I haven't seen those in a long time. Woo-hoo. Those are real.
Yep, the hair, the breasts, it's all real. My goodness. Wow.
And she's from Cleveland. She's the one thing that Stash and the Baltimore Ravens can't take from me.
That's right. Hey, I went to Cleveland to apologize. I went up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, man. I joined it, and in April we were at the induction ceremonies, and what a place that is. That's so fun, man. It really is.
Yeah, it's very, very cool, very cool. We still got a couple things that ain't going to L.A. and Baltimore.
Well, we know one export that's coming to Baltimore, and that's you, Arsenio. Can't wait to see you, man. It's going to be fun this weekend, and people get some tickets before they're gone.
Yeah. Y'all come to that second show Friday when people are tired from working all day. You know, just take a little whore bath with a wet nap in your car and come on through second show Friday.
Oh, my God, I'll be there for sure, man. I can't wait to see you, dude. You're really fun. And, Arsenio, thank you for coming on with me, man, because it's a pleasure to talk to you, dude. I'm so happy that you're having fun out there. Rock on, buddy.
Y'all take care. God bless you. Be more. I'll see you Friday and Saturday.
See you, dude. Take care, man. Rock on.
Peace.